Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we are diving deep into LAM Research, ticker LRCX. This is a company that's been absolutely on fire, up over 267% in the last year alone. But with that kind of run, the big question is there still room to run, or are we looking at a peak? We're going to break down the business, the financials, the valuation, and of course, give you my honest take. Let's get into it. LAM Research is a critical player in the semiconductor ecosystem. They don't make the chips themselves, but they provide the absolutely essential manufacturing equipment that allows companies like TSMC, Samsung, and Intel to etch and deposit layers onto silicon wafers. Think of them as the picks and shovels of the AI gold rush. When chip makers need to build more advanced, more powerful chips, they need LAM's gear. And right now, demand is through the roof. Founded in 1980 and headquartered in Fremont, California, LAM Research has grown into a global powerhouse with over 18,600 employees. They have a wide economic moat built on decades of engineering expertise and deep relationships with the world's largest chip foundries. Their CEO, Tim Archer, has been steering the ship through this massive cycle of AI-driven investment. The business model is simple: sell high-margin capital equipment and then provide the ongoing service and spare parts to keep those machines running. It's a fantastic recurring revenue model. Let's talk about the numbers because they are staggering. For fiscal year 2025, LAM generated over $18.4 billion in total revenue. That's a massive jump from about $14.9 billion the year prior. The breakdown is key here. Their systems business, which is the core equipment, brought in about $11.5 billion. But the real story is their customer support and other segment, which generated nearly $7 billion. This is the high-margin, sticky service business. Geographically, it's a global story. China was their biggest market at over $6.2 billion, followed by Korea at over $4.1 billion, and Taiwan at $3.4 billion. This geographic diversity is a major strength, though it also brings geopolitical risk. The earnings picture is even more impressive. Net income for fiscal 2025 came in at over $5.3 billion. That's up from $3.8 billion in 2024. Earnings per diluted share hit $4.15, compared to $2.90 the year before. Their gross margins are approaching 50%, which is a fantastic number for a capital equipment company, signaling strong pricing power and operational efficiency. Their net profit margin is a healthy 30.9%. They are printing cash. Free cash flow for the year was over $5.4 billion. This is a cash-generating machine. The balance sheet is rock solid. They have over $6.3 billion in cash and short-term investments against total liabilities of about $11.4 billion. Their current ratio is 2.5, and their quick ratio is 1.77, meaning they have ample liquidity. Debt to equity is a very manageable 0.35. They are not over-leveraged. They also returned over $1.1 billion to shareholders in dividends last year. This is a financially pristine company. So let's run through a quick SWOT analysis. On the strength side, you have their record revenue, industry-leading margins, and a massive installed base that generates high-margin service revenue. Their technology moat is real. On the weakness side, the business is inherently cyclical. Semiconductor capital spending can swing wildly. Also, at a trailing PE of 56, the stock is not cheap. For opportunities, the AI build-out is just getting started. Every new data center needs advanced chips, and those chips require LAM's equipment. The move to more complex chip architectures like gate-all-around transistors is a multi-year tailwind. Finally, the threats are geopolitical tension, especially around China, and the risk of a cyclical downturn in the semiconductor industry. If chipmakers cut spending, LAM feels it immediately. The stock chart tells the story. In the last year, LRCX is up over 267%. In the last 6 months alone, it's nearly doubled. The momentum has been incredible, driven by the AI narrative and the company's raised outlook. But we have to be careful. When a stock runs this hard, it can become vulnerable to any piece of bad news. The short-term move has been parabolic, and while the fundamentals support a higher price, the risk of a pullback is real. Now let's get to the valuation, which is the crux of the debate. The primary model we're using here is a forward PE analysis, which is the most suitable approach for a mature compounder like LAM. the model confidence is high. Given that growth is likely to decelerate from these blistering levels, we've applied a forward PE target of about 32, which is above the historical average, but acknowledges the AI tailwind. So what does that give us? The computed fair value for Lam Research comes in at approximately $255 per share. The current price is around $303. That implies an upside of negative 18%. In other words, based on this model, the stock is trading above its intrinsic value. The 5-year implied CAGR based on this fair value is about negative 4%. What drives this valuation? First, the forward PE target of 32 is a deliberate moderation from the current trailing multiple of 56, reflecting expected earnings normalization. Second, the DCF leg supports a similar range with a discount rate of 8.5% and a terminal PE of 22. Third, the model assumes a continued but decelerating growth trajectory as the initial AI investment wave matures. This gives us a plausible fair value range of $300 to $380, with the current price sitting right at the low end of that plausible range. So what's my take? I'll be honest, this is a tough one. Lam Research is a fantastic business. It has a wide moat, incredible financials, and it's riding the biggest technological wave in decades. On paper, it's a buy, but the valuation is the elephant in the room. The stock is priced for perfection. My verdict is this. I rate Lam Research a cautious hold right now. The key upside is that AI demand continues to accelerate and the company beats expectations. The key risk is that we see a cyclical slowdown or that the stock has simply gotten ahead of itself. A $10,000 investment 5 years ago would be worth over $50,000 today, but the next 5 years will likely see much lower single-digit annualized returns from here. I would not be a buyer at this level, but I would not sell either if you already own it. I'd wait for a pullback closer to that 250-260 range to add a position. What do you think about LRCX? Leave your take in the comments below. Thanks for watching. If this helped you think through the story, hit like and subscribe for more stock deep dives. See you in the next one.